Welcome into another episode of Talking Pylons. We haven't talked in a while, but here we are. We're back. It's been a crazy, month, maybe?
It's crazy.
It's been a minute. In the meantime, what has happened? We built a batting cage. The rink came down, so we had to put the batting cage up. There's still some tweaks that I need to make to it, but for the most part, we're ready for summer. The weather started to cooperate, but didn't. So we're back into the 30s and 40s. I'm almost tempted to throw the rink back up. We had 80 degree days, freaking Illinois weather. But then this weekend, what's been going on? Thursday, went to the last Blackhawks game of the season. We're going to get into that a little bit. Then Friday, went to your game. We'll get into that as well. Because then that carries us into Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, I was supposed to go to your game in the afternoon, but I went to the White Sox game in the afternoon, and they went to 10 innings. They won, but then I doubled down and went to the Wolves game with you later that night. We'll talk about that as well. And then Sunday, you had your last two games in that tournament at Fifth Third Arena, and we might as well just jump right into that. That was an awesome tournament that – you guys had Pucks for Autism. We'll have to get some of those guys on to talk about it, especially what they do and you know, how they've been playing. We did some fake interviews. We got those guys. We kind of played a prank on some of your teammates, but we'll maybe get them on for some real interviews at some point. But take it away. What is that? What was that tournament like?
Yeah, Pucks for Autism. It's a great tournament. This was my, I believe, second time doing this tournament, and I'm just glad that it's all for a good cause. We donated so much money, and I believe over $80,000 was donated for this weekend. And again, it's a great cause, and it was a great time. And we were in the top division this weekend, and we played against some big guys, some very, very good, very talented players, a couple D1 players. But all in all, it's for a good cause. It's fun. And just glad we were able to do it. We did end up going to the championship game. We lost in overtime. We were down 7-3, I think, at some point, with 5 minutes left, and we made an unreal comeback and took the lead by one, and they were able to net one more to send it to overtime. We ended up on the kill, and as soon as that penalty expired, they came down and scored. So we lost, but all in all, for a right cause. It's not about winning that tournament. It's about having fun and doing what's good for the people.
The two games that I saw you play, now you played four in total, but the two that I was there for, you guys played the same team. And that Friday night, you guys were keeping up with them till about, I want to say it was the second period, maybe halfway through, and then they just opened the floodgates on you guys. And I think the final score was 12-3 or something like that. Maybe you scored a couple more, but
I think it was 11-5.
11-5, yeah, something like that. But then you guys held your own with them, especially being down. You said 7-3. I think it was at one point, I think it was 7-2, and you just went on a tear. You guys scored six, because yeah, then that would be 8-7 to take the lead. And I'm pretty sure you factored in on every single one of those goals. You had four goals. Was it one assist or two?
In the last, I think it was, it might have been two, it might have been one. I'm not sure. I don't really remember. I'd have to think about it. The whole weekend I had four games. In four games, I had 20 points, 13 goals, 7 assists. So it was a fun weekend to put in some points for. It felt like I was back out in Dirksen and, just running the boys. But it was fun. Yeah, and I don't know exactly how many points I got there in the last 6 minutes of that game, but I know I had four goals, and it's actually funny, I had 13 goals on the weekend and only one goal left the ice. All the other goals just slid in. It was either a five-hole goal I might have been one or two that was off the ice, but it went five-hole. I think I scored 12 out of my 13 goals five-hole. It was insane.
So a bunch of ice burners, bro. You got to get those wrist curls going.
Hey, I was able to lift them, but why lift them if they're going in five hole, right?
Right, yeah. You're basically putting the goalie in the parking lot and you got free cheese. You don't even have to lift. I got you. But yeah, no, it's been great. And you mentioned Dirksen. We have been out at Dirksen in the meantime, skating, running it. It's been warm and cold all at once, so still kind of May, March, April weather here, so hasn't been perfect for outdoor roller. You've been playing some indoor roller. Our buddy Rob, shout out to him. He won his ice championship yesterday. You had lost yours yesterday, but we're recording on Monday the 17th. So this was yesterday the 16th. It was a Sunday. And Rob and Dave, shout out to those guys. We'll have to get Dave on this podcast at some point, and John, and some of those other guys. But yeah, no, we've had Rob on here, so congrats to him. They won their division over at West Dundee Leaf Center. And the ASHL Cup is theirs. Weird saying that because that's what the SHL used to be called. We used to be the All-Star Hockey League. How dumb is that? But now we're the Schaumburg Hockey League, so that's a little bit better. And speaking of Schaumburg Hockey League, with all the roller we've been playing, things are starting to ramp up there. No new news yet. No trades have happened. The teams are still kind of looking at their rosters and evaluating, and most of the guys aren't even out on the rink with us just yet. But goal horns will be coming soon. Pre-game playlists. I talked about it with Charlie Borda when we had him on. Those will be coming pretty soon as well. And then also maybe some trades. I was with Nick Terranova, another Westchester boy, at the Sox game this weekend. And then I actually went to the White Sox home opener. We won't talk about that one, with Brian McIntyre, former guest of the podcast. And we were talking a little bit of hockey. I believe he's on the Knights with us too. So I've been hanging out with our teammates, and yeah, it's been good. They're ready to go. They're excited. We just need the warm weather and start skating, you know?
I'm excited to get warm weather again and play roller consistently.
Yeah, honestly. I'm trying to think of if there was something else I was going to mention about SHL. Just a reminder, I'll say this for everybody once again. This game is on June 24th. It's a Saturday at, I believe, 8 p.m. Or it's 8:30. One sec. Let me double check. SHL. Nope, sorry, 7:30. The 2023 SHL Stanley Cup Final, 7:30 p.m. Central Time at Timbercrest Park, aka Dirksen. The Seattle Kraken versus the Vegas Golden Knights. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. You guys called me a healthy scratch in my own game last year. I'm coming back out of retirement for real. I don't care where I'm playing. I don't care who I'm playing for, but I'm lifting this cup. It's 1 year. This is it. Whether I win or whether I lose, I'm only coming back for 1 year. So if you want to see the boys skate, this is your only chance to do it and to see me skate in the SHL final. And trust me, I'm going to be going, for lack of a better word, balls to the wall in this game to win, no matter what. This is one and done. So if you're not out there, you're not a real fan. But I digress. Another thing that we wanted to talk about since we've been on the podcast is the Jonathan Toews final game. I was there in 300 level, and then got to sneak down into 100 level for a little bit. And see Taves get his send off. What were your opinions on all the media that came out about, they really just announced it the day of? You think there was some shadiness going on behind the scenes? You think it's to maybe, take the blame, take the heat off of Taves himself? Do you think he's going to play for another team? And what are your thoughts on how it all went down?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they could have done better with it, with kind of advertising it more. But then again, we maybe they didn't know that this was going to be Taze's last game until, a couple days before. So we really don't we don't know their side of it. But for how much of a legend he is in Chicago Blackhawks, it's just I feel like he should have got something a little more than what he got. But there he is. Yeah. I got
You
him
got
back
him
there
too.
too.
We got the same poster, yeah.
But yeah, he definitely deserved more, but he did get a send off and he scored in his last game. And the part of him maybe even playing next year. I don't think it will be in Chicago, but if he does play, I don't think he will, but if he does, I think he'll be in Winnipeg, closest to his hometown. So we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, there's also talks about, he was a huge Joe Sakic fan growing up. And, I don't think at this point the Avalanche would pick him up with the state of their team. I think they'd be, I mean, if they're looking for center depth just like the Jets are, I don't know if Taze is your guy in that last game. It took everything for him to come back. Like you said, who knew that he was even going to come back? Charlie Remiliotis on the Blackhawks talk podcast had said that if Taze didn't get on the ice by a certain date, he didn't see him coming back at all in this season. Taze was not on the ice by that certain Wednesday that he was talking about. I forget the exact dates, but he was on the ice like almost a week after that, and then was in the lineup on a Saturday to play the New Jersey Devils, one of the toughest teams in the league right now of all teams. And he came back. He fought his way. He proved kind of, the Charlie Remiliotis's and everybody that was counting him out for the season. He proved them all wrong. He got back into the lineup. But in that last game against Philly, which NHL is not scripted, but I think they knew what they were doing when they scheduled that as the final game of the season, because they figured if Kane and or Taves were still there at the very end of the season, their contracts are up. This is the team they won their first cup against. So they wanted to play the storylines. So it worked for Taves. Of course, Kane is already gone. They did the same thing with Craig Anderson retiring with Buffalo, but they played their last game against Ottawa. So that was where Craig Anderson had played most of his career. So I think that the NHLs were definitely trying to set up some storylines, and it worked. And Taves, like you mentioned, got his final goal in that game. He almost had the overtime winner. It snuck through the pads and through the five hole of the Flyers goaltender, but it just kind of went wide as he was sliding. So if he was still in line with the net, it would have went in. But also, it was kind of bad though that they were trying to win, because now we've failed the tank. We didn't get to be the 32nd best team in the league. That went to the Ducks, so they have the highest percentage of getting the first overall pick for Bedard. And then we didn't even get the second one either. We tied in points with Columbus, I think it was. But the Columbus Blue Jackets have a worse goal differential than us, so they get the second highest chance at that first overall pick, and we're sitting 30th in the league with third. So we can't even tank right here in Chicago, so we can't have nice things. But it was nice to see that send off for Taze. I do think that it was a little bit last minute. I think they could have, like you said, talked about it beforehand. And I do think it was a little bit of pushing him out, like all the other, the Pat Foleys, the Olczyks, Patrick Kanes, to an extent. But I think both sides probably realized, hey, like Taze isn't up to par. His contract's expiring. The business side of things, we're not going to be re-signing him. And sometimes it is a business. Sometimes it is like that. And I think they took a lot of the heat off of Taze by presenting it how they did, in a way where, Taze doesn't have to come out and say, my body's degrading like it is with all these diseases, and I have to kind of be forced into retirement. So he still gets to keep his, reputation, if you will, intact. I mean, I don't think it would be not intact if he had come out and said that. I think everybody still respects him for what he did. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I think the Hawks took a little bit more of the blow for him. As for playing next year, he definitely, like you mentioned, he definitely won't be back in Chicago. I think they made that very clear. I think, like you said, it would be Winnipeg of all places if he did, but I think, like he said, it's very far in the back of his mind. So I think the chances of that even happening, super slim. I think he's done. I think he'll hang up the skates. I'd love to see him. I don't know about you. I could picture him in a coaching role, or some kind of, maybe not so much front office. I feel like he'd still want to be around the game and be a leader. And I could definitely see him. Maybe you start him in Rockford, but maybe Maybe you just throw him on the Blackhawks coaching staff and maybe learn from Luke Richardson on the coaching side of things and then eventually work his way up to being head coach. Not that I want Luke Richardson out. It's hard to judge on if he's a great coach or not because the team itself is trying to tank and he's being set up for failure, kind of. But I think Taves would be a great addition to that staff. Do you see him definitely sticking around the game?
Yeah, I could definitely see him being a coach. I don't know about right away, considering what he's been going through these last couple of years, but I could definitely see him becoming a coach at some point. Just maybe taking a year or two off and being with his family, kind of regaining himself, you know.
That's true. Yeah. Probably take a little bit of time for himself. But we took time for ourselves and we missed like a couple weeks here getting back into this podcast. We do have an interview coming on. I know you have a game tonight, so we won't have you probably for this whole episode, but it'll be a shorter episode in general, so you won't miss much. But we do have to talk about the fact that all of a sudden now, as of today, we are in NHL playoffs. So games that have started already include the Boston versus Florida and Carolina versus New York Islanders. So the other two games that are going on tonight are the, hold on, let me get to my.
Dallas and Minnesota, and then Edmonton and LA. Also, Carolina and New York is over. Carolina won 2-1.
Oh, okay. Good. I say good, but. Well, I mean, yeah, it is kind of good because I cover the Hurricanes in another podcast. But another game has started. We're 6 minutes in. Wild and Stars, Minnesota and Dallas. No score in that game so far. They're just kind of getting underway. And then the late game, the Kings and the Oilers. That is a going to be a fun one to watch. Rematch of last year's first round matchup between these two teams. Of course, the Oilers coming out of that one, but not unscathed. And I think it took a toll on them later in the playoffs. But I mean, this year, Connor McDavid, 153 points, hasn't been done since, I believe they said, was it the Lemieux era or the Gretzky era? I forget who had done that, but this guy is just on fire. And I know you're a huge McDavid fan like myself. What do you do? I mean, of course, we're going to get into series predictions. We'll go back and forth on who we think is going to do what, but how far you see this Edmonton team going with McDavid?
I think they're going to the cup.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna go to the cup, and depending on who they play, I don't see them winning the cup unless something crazy happens in the East and one of the lower teams ends up making it. But I could totally see Edmonton winning the cup. I mean, they got probably the easiest path in the West. I mean, they play the LA Kings, so not just the LA Kings, some injured LA Kings,
It's true.
and they're probably going to end up having to play Vegas if they get past who are they playing? Calgary, right? I believe.
Vegas is no, Calgary missed the playoffs. That's
Right.
another thing I mentioned in the Hurricanes podcast, but I'll mention it here. That trade didn't really work out for either team. I mean, the Panthers made their way into the playoffs, and Tkachuk is a lot of the reason for that. So you could kind of say that trade worked out, but they went from President's Trophy to being a wild card team, barely making it in. And then on the Calgary side of things, you've got a Calgary team where Jonathan Huberdeau went from 115 points to 55 points this year. And that's the biggest drop of points in NHL history between two seasons. So definitely not a stat that you want to have to your name. But Calgary, man, it is, I mean, they're the Flames, but it's more like the dumpster fires right now because it was, for lack of a better word, a shit show this year in Calgary with even Darryl Sutter clowning some rookies and losing the locker room. And yeah, it's tough. So to answer your question, Vegas is playing Winnipeg in that
All
first
right,
round.
so yeah,
Still a
I believe
Canadian
Vegas
team.
is gonna. I mean, we're gonna again go through all the series, but I think Vegas is gonna end up winning that, and it's gonna be Edmonton and Vegas. And I believe I don't know. I just think Edmonton's the best team from the West right now, just because last year, yeah, sure they were good scorers and they couldn't let or they couldn't score more. If they scored more than 7 goals in a game, they would win because their goalie would let in 5 or 6. But now they got a solid goalie in that. They got Stuart Skinner, he's the best goalie in the East, in my opinion. Or not, oh my gosh, the best
In the
goalie in the
West.
Pacific, in
Oh,
my
Pacific,
opinion. And he's a top 2 goalie in the West. So I really think that they have that back end now where they can get out of the where they could get out of the West and end up in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Who do you have above him as far as goaltenders in the West? Who was coming to your mind there?
Let me think here. I
Or
don't think he was
you're just
above.
playing it safe, saying top two.
Yeah, I was just playing it safe, but I mean, Jake Ottinger is obviously a big name. I don't know if I'd put him above that, but I mean, even Philip Grubauer right now playing in Seattle.
True.
He's been doing pretty solid this season, and then Connor Hellebuck's always there, so
Oh yeah, hell of a book.
you got some big names for goalies in the West, and I think Stuart Skinner is going to be a top two or a top three goalie in the West right now.
When making your playoff brackets, a huge thing is you have to look at goaltending. Because goaltending is crucial in this league. And you and I know have gone back and forth, and we'll get to the East side of things about the AB goalie situations and stuff like that. But it's been when I was picking teams, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of drawing blanks on who goaltenders are for some of these teams because there's been a lot of change. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I can't even tell you who's starting for the Vegas Golden Knights. I would imagine it's Logan Thompson, but they've been kind of back and forth with injuries and goaltenders all year. I just had to look up who's starting for the Wild. It's Gustafsson, not Fleury, but the Stars, Ottinger, okay, that one, of course. But I'll be honest, I feel like I'm not up on my goalies just because of the fact that it's been so crazy. The one that stands out to me as a possible dark horse is in that Oilers series too. I definitely still think Stuart Skinner is the better goalie there, but the Kings have Phoenix Copley. I would imagine he gets the start in tonight's game unless they go to Jonas Korpisalo, but I think Copley has been their guy. So, interested to see how he does. He's from basically the North Pole, man. Like, you know, so
Right now,
that'll.
Jonas Korpisalo is confirmed for tonight. And
Oh, wow.
to
Okay.
answer your question about Vegas, Laurent Brossoit is confirmed for them. So it's not Logan Thompson nor
Okay.
Jonathan Quick because they did get
Yeah.
Jonathan Quick, and I'm surprised they're not starting him. Jonathan Quick's a big playoff goalie.
That yeah, honestly, and at a certain time we thought we were going to see Vegas versus the way the standings were. We thought we were going to see Vegas versus the Kings, and Quick could get his little revenge tour, but it didn't happen that way. But I'm still happy with the playoff matchups we got. Everything lined up pretty well. As far as the East goes, as Rat mentioned, Hurricanes won 2-1 against the Islanders, taking game one. The Islanders did get Matt Barzal back, so their top guy is back in the lineup. However, Carolina still without Andrei Svechnikov. They're not getting him back. He's done for the season with the ACL tear. So, yeah, no good. But they're still finding ways to score. In all of my Hurricanes podcasts, I've been breaking down about how they cannot score on the power play. I mean, a lot of it is because Svechnikov's out and they're trying different things and it's just not working. And then they shove my foot in my mouth as they score two power play goals tonight and win the game 2-1. So, sure. Yeah. At least that changed. And if that changed, I mean, this Hurricanes team could go pretty far. But I know we talked about AB goalie situations and they're one of those teams that has that. You're a big advocate of. This is not an AB goalie league. There has always been in all the cup champions in the last, you could go back however far you want. It's always been a certain A goaltender. And once in a while you get a backup thrown in there just to alleviate and change things up and get the team back on track for a couple games. What I'm referring to mostly is the Blackhawks and the Pittsburgh Penguins when they have switched between Blackhawks had Corey Crawford, and then they threw Darling in just a couple of games when Crawford had to get his mojo back. And then the Penguins having Fleury and Murray. But with it's so much different with the Hurricanes because they go back and forth constantly with Frederik Andersen and the guy who played in net tonight, Antti Raanta. So I'll throw it over to you on this whole AB goalie because not only do they have it, but another team that's playing and winning tonight is the Boston Bruins between Ullmark and Swayman. So give your thoughts on how they're going to do
So
with that.
here's yeah the way I think of it is with Carolina winning tonight, you put Antti Raanta back in for game two. Because if you're gonna switch every game, I mean, that just takes Antti Raanta's his morale down. I mean, him thinking he's just won game one of round one of Stanley Cup playoffs, you know, like that's a big morale booster, and now you're gonna sit him because he won a game. Like that's a he's gonna lose so much morale, and so you got to start him. And sure, Frederik Andersen can win that next game, but then you're gonna put Antti Raanta back in, and then his morale is already down. Like that's why the AB thing doesn't work, in my opinion. But the thing with Carolina is, I feel like they have an ABC goalie situation with Peter Kochetkov being that third one.
That's true.
I'm sure they're gonna pick Frederik Andersen and Antti Raanta over him. Unfortunately, being Wolves fans, we want to see him play, but yeah, those two goalies are gonna be picked over him for sure. But I mean, that's my whole thing with the AB thing, with the AB goalie situation, is you can't take a goalie out who's on fire and put another goalie in, because that's a morale. It's gonna hurt the morale of the goalie.
Yeah, and we forgot to mention that the Wolves just missed the playoffs. We were at Saturday's game. They didn't make it on as of Sunday. And I know I'm happy as a Blackhawks fan that the Ice Hogs are in it, but you're tried and true with Chicago, and your family's been season ticket holders for over 20 years, so you stick only with the Wolves. But yeah, they just missed. So a lot of the Wolves players will be probably getting moved up to Carolina to become Black Aces. We know Kochetkov is one of them. There's probably going to be a couple others. Our co-host Hannah threw in the mix that it could possibly be Ponomarev. And I'm also thinking Max Lajoie, although then again, he's got the C for the Wolves. And usually when you get the C slapped on you, that means you're staying in the AHL. But Lajoie has been up with the Hurricanes even just this season. So that could change too. It's not set in stone.
They also have a couple guys right now that actually played tonight that were on the Wolves either during this season or the past season. Stefan Nason was there last year. He played tonight. We had Jack Drury, who's been up and down all season. Jalen Chatfield, who was there last season. And I believe that is it that I'm seeing. I know Seth Jarvis is on there, but he hasn't played on the Wolves in 2 seasons and wasn't even for 10 games, I don't even think so. There are guys that are playing for Carolina that have been up and down with the Wolves this whole season.
Jalen Chatfield's been huge for them, and like you mentioned, up and down a lot, and that's going to end though, because the Wolves have announced, I don't know if it's official just yet, but they're looking to be the first independent AHL team since 1994, and that would mean that they are no longer Carolina's affiliates. They're not affiliates for anyone. Carolina's probably looking to go back to Charlotte, possibly share Charlotte Checkers with the Florida Panthers, which is odd because those two teams are basically division rival. Well, Florida's in the Atlantic, aren't they? Yeah, so they're just East Coast rivals. But yeah, it's kind of weird to think they'd rather share an AHL franchise than have their own. And it may be coming from the Wolves wanting to be independent and do their own thing, but that'll be interesting to see next year.
Yeah, interesting for sure. I mean, it could be good or bad. I talked to my brother about this. I mean, the bad part of it is, what player is going to want to come to the Wolves when they don't have an NHL affiliate? Like, you're not going to have that chance to be moved up during the season unless you sign a contract with the team, and then you're now leaving the Wolves. So you could end up in the AHL of another team. So you just gotta think about it like that. But then there's the good parts of it that, yeah, you can now go to any other team. You're not stuck with one team. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Hot take: Jonathan Toews signs with the Wolves because they're independent and he doesn't have to go back up to the NHL and play, but he still wants to play, and he pulls the Chelios, the Burrish, the who else played for the Wolves from those from the even from the 2010 Cup team, Ben Eager. He just wants to go down and still play in Chicago.
Yeah, that'd be interesting for sure if Taze.
That'd be cool, but it won't happen. I did want to get to the East, because of the fact that the Lightning and Maple Leafs play tomorrow. This episode will probably come out tomorrow, Tuesday night. So when I do my picks, I'll give picks for Wednesday through the rest of the week. It's going to be tough because this is the playoffs. But Tampa Bay and Toronto, man, who you got in this one?
I mean, everyone is going to say Tampa Bay because Toronto can't get out of the first round, but I think this is the year for Toronto. It's been over 50 years, and now they finally have the juice to get past that first round, get past Tampa, who's not as strong as they have been in the past. I think this is the year.
My heart and history say that it will be Tampa Bay, but statistics this year, if Toronto doesn't get it done, they're never going to get it done because this is the going to be the easiest chance. And I'm not saying that the Tampa Bay Lightning are any pushovers. I think that they're still going to be a tough team to face, but they've played a lot of hockey in the last 4 years now, and they're a little bit banged up this year. They haven't had as good of a year as they want, probably wanted to. So either they ease their foot on the accelerator this year and kind of hit the gas a little bit, and now they're gonna push the pedal to the floor and surprise everybody, and even the Leafs, or just the fact that they're just not as strong of a team right now, and Toronto should be able to take this. But yeah, I don't know. We have a couple more series that we should get to tomorrow, but first we have a guest joining the podcast. He is currently not on the rosters for the SHL, the active rosters for the SHL game, but Rat did draft him. He is one of the reserves. So the minute somebody bounces out of the Golden Knights, unfortunately, there's always one that can't make it. Sam will be the first pickup. He is a diehard White Sox fan. We've been to a bunch of games together. He's always get those thumbs down out of here. He's always chirping the fans of the opposing team whenever we're in the stands, and I'm like, Sam, you're gonna get us kicked out. But don't mess with him because he's also a diehard Hawks fan. He shows up to all the Hawks games. He's What win or lose, he's there somehow. I'd say he shows up like a bad penny, but he's more of like a good penny. And then yeah, it's still, like I said, don't mess with him because he can ragdoll you like Bufflin, even though he doesn't seem like he's the biggest dude ever. And some would say that he gets angry when the net is off, but I think it's more
Okay.
so the fact that he's earned the nickname 30 Day. So welcome to the Talking Pylons podcast, Sam Walzer.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, buddy.
Or Sam, anytime. Anytime for 30 day.
Jake,
Always happy.
I'd do anything for you. You already know that.
Would you do anything for Scooter?
Course I would.
Who is
Scooter.
Scooter?
Oh
That's
boy.
the Ohio State guy that we played this weekend. His name's Scooter.
Okay, yeah, you did tell me that. Okay, yeah. And Alex told me that. I saw Alex at the gym today. What a beauty.
What if
So,
he listens to this podcast?
I would love it. I'd be like, thanks for being a fan of me.
Dude, he's got to get on. You guys got to get him on.
I'm down. We looked up this
Get
his
down.
hockey DB. He played for Ohio State just this past year. So he played with Jake Wise, who's the Blackhawks prospect. And he and his girlfriend make super funny content on Instagram and like all the reels and stuff. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't really
So
know, but
I saw that Jake Wise saw like he signed a deal with the like for a PTO with the Charlotte Checkers. Like, does that mean like we didn't
oh.
DFA him or anything like that, right?
Ooh, we might have. I haven't been up on that. Last time I
I
saw,
haven't
he was still a
either.
Hawks prospect, still coming back and forth to
If I can
play
still,
here.
if
But
I can remember, yeah. I mean,
that sucks. Well, for us, anyways, maybe not so much for him. Maybe it's a
you
better
give me a
move
couple
for him.
minutes, I can figure it out.
But yeah, Sam, we're gonna get into your career, and the question I always ask people is, how did you get into hockey? Where did your love come from? Because we don't get the NHLers on, so people don't realize, like, you've been playing your whole life and you're this pro. So we want to hear your individual story from little Sam all the way
Yeah,
up.
so it's kind of just started when I was younger. I was probably like 9, 10, 11 years old, and what I did is I didn't really know a whole lot about hockey, but I seemed like I really liked the sport. I was drive by. I don't remember what I was doing when I was driving by the park for, but there would be a couple of days where I'd see a bunch of kids outside like this basketball type court, sport court or whatever, and I would see them playing, and I'd be like, that's what I want to do. I want to go do that. So I went up to him, asked him if I could play, found a pair of rollerblades in my garage or whatever, some crappy pair of rollerblades, put them on, skated over there, and that's how it all started.
So you got into it later like I did and started on roller
A
as
lot
well like
later,
I did.
yes, a lot later.
But you're not, I'd honestly say it's hard to judge because, I mean, I've seen you both on roller and on ice, but I think you're probably a better player. Would you say you're a better player on ice at
Oh,
this
a lot
point?
better. A whole lot better. It used to be the other way around when I was younger playing at the CCC with Jake, but yeah, I think I'm a whole lot better at ice now than I was before.
Gotcha. Yeah. Which growing up did you were you Chiefs or were you Bruins?
Chiefs, yes. So when I first started playing Chiefs, my first season was fall of freshman year, and that's after that I kind of never really went back to roller. Like, I'll play here every now and then, but it's not a whole lot.
Yeah, you when you do play roller, it's with us out at Dirksen. And you're always out there on Friday nights chirping about something, especially when we play those guys that I used to play with. I remember the one time I was sitting on the sidelines. I couldn't go in because I had that. Well, I was with you when I had the food poisoning, and you had to witness me puke through my own car.
Oh
We were going
God.
to the White Sox game.
That day was something.
I did everything for that TA bobblehead, and then next thing you know, they're like, "We're canceling the game due to inclement weather." I'm like, "Oh God, I'm going home and I'm gonna die." But
What bobblehead was it? It was
that was the TA bat flip, the Tim
it was the
Anderson.
bat flip one. Yeah, I got it right here.
Yeah, but yeah. So then later on that weekend, we were at the rink playing roller, and I just remember vividly, I'm on the sideline, and you were just chirping at somebody on the other team because they were getting physical on Dirks and hockey.
That was the kid that Vaughn ended up fighting.
Jesse,
that's right.
Oh,
Yeah.
Jesse. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait,
Jesse
why?
ended up fighting him, and believe it or not, I actually play with that kid at Hoffman now. Like, I play against him at Hoffman, and
Oh, against him. I thought like on the same team.
I was like,
I
well.
play against him now, believe it or not.
So I'm guessing you win a lot.
Not really. Not this year. We
Oh
smoked them
no.
a lot last year, but this year it's not the best. But
Gotcha. Well,
came into Jerry's not too long ago.
Yeah, I hear every time they're like they're coming into Jerry's, I hear it from you, or even when they go into Pure, I hear it from Brian. He's like, hey, those guys that we play against, they're in there. I'm like, yeah,
Yeah,
okay,
they're in there all the time.
That's fine. But so you have been drafted now to two previous SHL games, and
Believe so, yeah.
You haven't made it out to either because of time commit or conflicts or
Because
whatever. But this should be
last
the
year,
first one.
yeah, I should be there this year. I don't think I have a wedding this year.
Nice.
But yeah, I should be able to make it out this year. Hopefully, I make it out of the healthy scratch role.
You
at least you
probably.
Wanna. At least it's not your game, and you're a healthy scratching it.
Oh my, get
That
out.
too.
All
That
right,
too.
relax. I purposely sat myself out to be a commentator. We needed commentating. This year, we're going to be fine on commentating, and I'm coming
Just didn't
back
get
out.
drafted. That's what it was.
No, that's
yeah,
false. That's false. You're stop spreading lies.
So you did get drafted?
I just don't think Jake wanted you.
I wasn't a captain last
year.
He
wasn't a captain.
Oh, I thought you were a captain last year.
Mike just
year.
Didn't get – I was assistant captain, but Mike just didn't get drafted.
I didn't
So
put myself
trash.
In the draft. There's
oh,
a
sure,
difference.
sure. Now
best
we're
guy
coming
out,
up with a
best guy
lie.
out there can't even get a C. My God, what kind of
the
ship we running here?
The
Now
two
I got
captains, the two captains were Jesse and Kevin Brickett. And Jesse Schultz, who we mentioned already, and Kevin Brickett. And I'm pretty sure either one of them would have drafted me. And I said, you know what? This year I'm commentating. So, but
this year you're.
This year I'm back in. So, and I'm excited to play with Sam over here because I'm interested to see what he's going to bring to the table and what are your expectations being that, you know, you've never really been there for this game, but you've probably seen a lot of the footage from previous games. So what are you expecting out of this year?
Just go out there and have fun. That's all. That's what the game's for. Hopefully bring home a cup.
Absolutely. And if we get some famous people there, we'll be partying with them after. So you're gonna need to have that shiny
Because when is it?
silverware with you. June 24th, Saturday.
I will be 21 for that.
Oh, Sam,
Oh,
let's
let's go,
go.
Sam.
Yeah,
I will be
when do you
legal
turn
for that.
21?
June 3rd.
Oh
Let's go.
man.
So
Let's go.
I will be 21 for that.
That's a lot trick. We're going out for sure for your birthday.
If I'm home, I believe I'm going to the White Sox game that day to have my first legal drink, but
Now, your first drink. You've never drinking before.
I've never drank before, no.
Right. And
Never.
by drink, he means apple juice, everyone. Don't worry.
Apple juice. I'm moving up in the
His
world.
first
So,
legal apple juice.
yeah,
Like,
before this, he
like
stuck
I
only to
usually.
water.
Exactly. I'm only a water guy, but now I guess I'm moving up to the apple juice now.
Yeah, maybe a little BioSteel in there, but
Don't get me started.
you got that one
I'm not.
BioSteel thing from the Hawks at that
I
one game that we
did,
were all at. They
yes.
tossed it over the glass to
I still have that. I
you.
still have it.
You were like,
You
no,
sleeping with
wait,
it or
Taze
what?
wasn't back in. It was, you were like, probably Seth Jones drank out of this.
No, I saw Seth Jones put his mouth on it and I just knew I wanted
You sleep with it
it.
or what?
Oh yeah, I sleep right next to it every night, 100%. Kidding me? Never letting that thing
No.
out of my sight.
Hilarious.
I wanted to go to that White Sox game, but I gotta be dialed in for the game. Last year I went to the White Sox game on the day of the game, and it was just because I was commentating, so I was like, ah, I could go sit out in the sun and not worry and stuff like that and get the bobblehead. And this year it's
Yeah,
a basketball jersey.
I remember in the group text you were late last year, weren't you?
Well, no,
Because
I got to the rink on time. We got all set up. I mean, we had pushed the game up because of the storm was supposed to come
that's
later at
right.
night.
There was a storm, and didn't the Sox game go to extra innings that day?
Well, I left early from no, we got smoked that day. We got smoked by the Orioles. So I definitely don't think it went
Hmm.
to extras. But they had
Seen that
moved
before.
the Sox game back because of the storm in the morning.
That's
And then there
right,
was another
yeah.
storm coming at night. So I moved the hockey game up. So I moved them closer to each other. So that's I had already gotten the bobblehead. That was mostly what I was there for because that White
Right.
Sox team last year was kind of a disappointment. And the fact that we were losing to the Orioles, I mean, now it makes more sense because the Orioles are up and coming. But last year I was like, really? Like, we're supposed to be a championship contender and we can't beat this up
Because
and coming team.
I don't
And
even think, did they have Rutschman then?
they did. Yeah. But
Okay.
I don't think they had. They would have had Cedric Mullins, but
No,
I don't think
they had Cedric Mullins. I don't remember.
they had Cedric and they had Rutschman, but they did not have who's their third guy
DL,
now?
they didn't have DL Hall, Grayson Rodriguez, Gunnar Henderson.
Gunnar Henderson.
Because Gunnar
Oh, yeah.
Henderson got
Yeah, I don't
called
think
up
they had any
late
of those
last
guys.
year. He got called up for like the last couple series because I remember he hit his first home run in Cleveland.
Gotcha. Yeah. So,
I believe that the day of that SHL game and Sox game, there was a like an accident that happened or something, and I don't know.
Oh my,
Wasn't
no.
able to make it or
We are saving this story for when Kaner is back on the podcast. Have we told this on here?
I don't think I have not heard this. I don't think I heard this.
We'll tell you off podcast because I don't want the fans to hear this just yet because we need Kaner back on here to tell this story properly. I can't believe we forgot when Kaner was on here.
Hello.
But yeah, no, we'll jump back to that. But we'll go back to Sam though. You as you mentioned, you're not 21 yet, so you couldn't come with me to there was a Chicklets event a couple weeks
Yes.
ago. So you had dropped off your Chicklets bar stool. It's got the American flag and pucks and hockey sticks on the back. And I got to meet Biz and Grinnell. I'll throw the pictures up here in the post production. And I got your shirt signed for you.
Yeah, I got it
So
right here.
we did get to network with those guys, and hopefully within this year we're talking to them again. Hopefully they're coming to the SHL game. But yeah, that's something you sleep with, isn't
Yes, it is. I
it? But yeah, that was great. I'm gonna try to get Leah on the podcast as well. I know it's probably not her thing, but she joined me, a friend of ours, and she was great. It probably wasn't her vibe going in, but I think she had a fun time and she enjoyed it. And then also our co-host Hannah came and brought some friends with her. I'll let her explain it if she wants to. But I'll be posting the pictures. So she said they're free rein. I could post them. So that's
There you go.
if you know who it is in the pictures. I'm not mum's a word from me, but back to Sam though. We gotta talk more about what are your predictions for the Stanley Cup playoffs this year?
So obviously, I believe the Canes game is over.
Yes.
So it's I think yeah. The Hurricanes just won 2-1. I don't know is Boston over yet?
Boston just finished. That's a 3-1 win for Boston.
So that series, I'm taking Boston. I'm gonna take Boston 5. I think Florida plays Bobrovsky one game, and I think he steals the show that night, and then Tkachuk comes out and does the same. So I think they take one, like either the I think they'll take one of the next two. But
I can see that.
As far as the Hurricanes Islanders, that's a tough series because it all depends on whether the Islanders make the Canes play their style of hockey. If they do, it's going to be a snooze fest, but
yeah,
I think the Islanders will probably, I've got the Canes winning that one, but you never know. Who's the other one tonight? It's Kings. The Kings and Oilers play tonight, right? They play later tonight.
They just started.
They just started. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one, I think I'm gonna ride with Wit here. I'm gonna go with the Oilers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take the Oilers just because of Connor McDavid.
Yeah. What do you got, Rat?
Oilers in 5. Oilers are going to the Cup. Oilers. Connor McDavid's lifting the cup this year. Probably gonna have a Conn Smythe Trophy. I don't know why I drew a blank on the name. Conn Smythe Trophy with him this year. McDavid. 153 points this season. He's gonna put up another 50 in playoffs.
Damn.
Unbelievable. I mean, he put up 28 last, or what was it? 30. How many points did he put up last?
I
last
think it playoffs? Was 32. I think
32.
Yeah, and they went 3 rounds. They lost.
And they went 3 rounds. Yeah.
You put him in another 7-game series, he's getting another 18 for sure.
No doubt. He's gross.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Rad, I know you got to go because you're playing at Orbit tonight. Who are you playing with? Which team is this?
This is the Norrismen. So with Patty and Drewsy and Rudy and all them. Sam.
Rudy, former guest.
Yeah.
So I'll let you get going, but I know we had cut you off with your predictions. What do you got for, I mean, we gave kind of first round predictions, but the only ones I want to hear from you that we didn't really get to, Colorado and Seattle, New York and New Jersey, and who you got in the cup. Who you got winning it too?
Colorado, Seattle, I got to take, I mean, that's just such a tough one. Seattle's been so hot lately, but Colorado is just like, so much more overpowered on offense, but they took a huge step back this year. So who knows?
Well, they don't have Landeskog.
Right.
That's going to be tough.
So I honestly think that Colorado's going to come out with this one, with that series. New York Rangers and New Jersey Devils. I want the Rangers to come out. Fingers are crossed for that, but I think the Devils are going to end up coming out with that. And then was there another series, or did you just want the Stanley Cup final? Forgot.
Stanley Cup final. I know you already said McDavid as your Conn Smythe, so obviously you have the Oilers winning, but who you have them playing against?
Hot take, everyone. Hot take. Toronto Maple Leafs.
Wow, all Canadian final. So guaranteed the cup goes back to Canada, and it's a rematch of our SHL game last year, Oilers and Leafs, and same result.
Who wins? The Oilers.
Yeah, yeah. So are you basically painting yourself as Connor McDavid?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
that man is he is Connor McDavid.
Like Connor McWho? Well, what's his name? David Connor. David Connor.
David Connor. David yeah, Connor. You call yourself an Oilers fan?
Connor McRatner.
But yeah, McRatner. I do have to get going. So, well, I will see you guys later. Sam, thanks for hopping on. I know you're gonna stay on a little bit longer with Mike, but I'll talk to you guys later.
Yep, I'll see you, Jake.
I'll be at your talk to you later. I'll be at your game later.
All right, cool.
So
peace.
All right. See you.
Good seeing you.
All right. So we'll get back into your picks. We could go through the first round if you want, and then dive into some series that you like and who you got, of course, winning it all.
So, I mean, it's some series that I like. I mean, we just touched on the Kings and we touched on the Kings and God, who are they playing? It's
Oilers.
Kings and Oilers. So yeah, we just touched on the Kings and Oilers. That's going to be a good one. Jake obviously touched on the Rangers and Devils. That's going to be another good one. I think one sleeper is Colorado and Seattle. I think that's going to be a really good one.
Yeah.
Then the Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay. That's probably going to be a good one. We'll see how it goes for Tampa Bay because they have been on kind of a cold streak lately, but we'll see. Hopefully.
You have Toronto in that one, or you got Tampa Bay?
I'm taking Toronto because the earlier that Tampa Bay loses, the better. Because if Tampa Bay loses early, the Blackhawks get a better first round pick from them. So that's what I'm gonna have to say. So
Spoken like a true Hawks fan. I like it.
if they lose in four, they lose in four, I think that's better because then that'll be even lower. But I
Is it
doubt
down to the games too?
I think so. I think that's how it's deemed. Like if like whoever loses in the first round, it's like the team who lost the worst, or maybe it's whoever the lowest seed that lost gets that first one, the second lowest. I don't know how it works, but we'll
Gotcha.
see.
I another year where Kucherov has more points than his team. He's got 113. I'm pretty sure Tampa Bay finished with just barely 100, maybe 111. I could be wrong, but
That sounds right.
I have Tampa Bay in seven, just because of the fact that at
It's Toronto.
history says Toronto's
But
not
that's
good.
the one thing. That's the one thing I'm thinking
But
of.
yeah,
Because
that one's gonna be interesting.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I think it would be hilarious to see Toronto fans again lose in the first round and then have just an absolute fire sale in the offseason. Just Dubas gone, Keith gone, all the assistants gone, all the front office gone. I think it would be hilarious.
Marner and Matthews probably looking to walk after their contracts are up too. I mean, you can't
Matthews to
expect them to
Arizona, book
stay.
it. Matthews to
Honestly,
Arizona. He wants to go play in mullet.
you think the Arizona Coyotes were banking on not getting Bedard and banking on Toronto to flub again, and then they know Matthews is coming there?
I think that's exactly what it is. They
That's why they dropped out of the Bedard race.
showed that they can compete with teams, and if they can compete with teams, that's gonna sway Matthews a little bit more. Because I mean, you've already got his hometown. Book it. He's coming. He's going
Yeah.
home.
Yeah. And then the other one I'm interested to see. I think the Devils surprised a lot of people this year.
Oh, a lot. So many people.
But then you've got the New York Rangers, who are supposed to be this powerhouse after picking up Patrick Kane and Vladimir Tarasenko. So who do you have in that one?
Oh
And
boy.
are you still
My heart.
helping the Hawks and hoping for the Rangers?
Yes, I'm gonna take the Rangers just because, like, anything for Patty Kane, anything. Like, listen, I want him to win. I really want him to win another one, even though how much I hate the Rangers. I you gotta give it to Patty Kane.
Yeah.
But
I don't have
that
anything against the Devils, but
I don't either.
after listening to Pasha on Spit and Chiclets,
Oh
I kind of
God,
hope the
don't even get me
Devils get
started.
I hope the Devils get it handed to them, especially by Patrick Kane, because he made those comments today saying Patrick Kane's a liability. So
Oh yeah, Patrick
you
Kane. A lot of mistaken plays are going to be coming through him this playoff season. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no.
Like, dude, I'm like that guy has won more Stanley Cups in the last 10 years than your franchise has won in the last like 20.
The coldest of hot takes, or the hottest of hot takes, however you want to look at it. But that's probably not going to be the case. Playoff Patty Kane is back.
Yeah, he's back, and I don't sleep on him. Do not sleep on him.
Yeah, definitely not. So who do you have? Are there any other series that you're eyeing? And of course, who do you have winning it all, man?
winning it all. I don't even know. It's just, it's so, it seems like it's very, very open this year. I do like the Stars a lot. They're a very, very deep team that I think if Sagan and Ben can provide and give them a good amount of points, I think they can really make a deep run. And then obviously you have Jason Robertson who can obviously take over a game. And then you look at Jake Ottinger, what he did in the playoffs last year, you could absolutely book them back for another deep run.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. And then they are losing 1-0 right now to the Wild. Kaprizov scored on the power play, but I mean, that's,
is that a shock?
Early in game, well, they're in intermission. But I mean, you know, early in game one, only one goal. Stars only have 5 shots on goal though, so they gotta pick it up in that category. But I took the Stars in this one. I didn't take a whole lot of underdogs. I think the only underdog that I took, the only non-favored team, I'm trying to think of who it was here, might have been Tampa Bay. I think I took Tampa Bay over Toronto. I don't think I took any upsets in the West.
But yeah, I mean, I do like LA a lot. I have LA going to the finals because I think they're a very, very deep team, and I think Jonas Korpisalo is gonna get hot. I think I think I have the Kings and Stars in the Western Conference Finals. And then in the East, I believe I had, it was Bruins and Rangers, I think. And I think I had the Ranger, I think I had the Bruins going. And then I think I had the Bruins beating the Rangers. So
yeah,
the King coming out on top. The Bruins with one potentially one last run with their core. I think they make it happen.
Yeah, I do believe in the President's Trophy curse, but I think they are one of the teams that's an exception. I don't think they're going to fizzle out early.
Right.
I think they have a pretty easy road. And by easy, I know I've said easy already in this podcast, but I don't think anything's easy in the NHL, and every team has a chance. But Boston should make quick work of the Panthers, like we said, probably in 5. And then second round, they're either playing Tampa Bay or Toronto. Tampa Bay, like we've mentioned, has been weak. Toronto, if they did get out of the first, they got the monkey off their back. They've got a little bit of oomph to keep them going, but it's going to be a tough first round against Tampa, and I think that takes a toll on them. And then to have to play Boston.
Yeah,
so I think Boston has a pretty much clear-cut run to the Eastern Conference Finals. But like you said, too, with the Rangers, I think if the Rangers can knock off the Devils – their second round, they're most likely going to play the Hurricanes. It would be nice to see New York-New York rivalry, them play the Islanders, but I think the Hurricanes are taking that series. But Hurricanes without Svechnikov and struggling to score, of course, their 2 goals came on the power play tonight, but to struggle on the power play without Svechnikov and the AB goalie situation, I don't know how well that works for them. I think the Rangers had them last year, and that was without Kane and Tarasenko. So
the Rangers just absolutely they go out there and dummy Carolina every time they play them.
They have their number for sure.
Yeah, they've had their number all year and all of last year too.
So yeah, despite how stacked the East is, I think it's almost clear cut that it comes down to Rangers and Bruins, with a couple exceptions that I mentioned. But like you said too, in the West is it's open, man. Like I could see any of these teams. Of course, I have Oilers and Rangers in the final. That may be a little bit of my heart in it because I want Kane to win a fourth cup and just get his chance at it. And Oilers, I mean, it's hard to pick against a guy who scored 153 points in the season. But I mean, like you said, I could see the Kings wanting revenge and one last run. Same thing with Boston. And yeah, like I mean, this is it on paper. It looks like one of the easiest brackets ever, but
really
I feel
not.
Like it's gonna. Yeah, I feel like it's gonna. It could go anyway. It could be so open.
Speaking of the Oilers just got a quick one.
Yeah, Draisaitl
just scored. So yeah, I mean that's a good look on your Stanley Cup pick right now. I know it's early, but
Assisted by Janmark and Evander Kane. So no points, no playoff points for McDavid yet, but trust me, he's not going to be quiet for long.
I mean, you know it's a problem when the minute you see it, like the first Edmonton Oiler goal, you think of, oh, Connor McDavid either scored or assisted it. You don't see that very often.
Yeah, definitely.
I just cannot believe that there was 150 goals, 153 goals this year that had McDavid on the score sheet next to it. That blows my mind. Like I 153 points doesn't it's a lot, but it doesn't seem like a lot when you first think about it. But then when you really think about it, you're like, oh my God, 153 goals had his name in the main area or the first, the primary or secondary area. Like that's crazy.
He's a robot, dude. He's not human.
He's not, he's from another planet.
Yeah, he's an alien for sure. Before you jumped on, we had talked about the Pucks for Autism tournament that Rat played in this weekend, but you were
Yes.
also in the tournament. Talk to me a little bit about how you got in the tournament, and I don't know if I know anybody that you're playing with on that team. How do you know those guys, and how many tournaments have you played with them?
So just an absolutely awesome, all around awesome tournament, even though we got smoked this weekend, it happens. But I absolutely all around awesome tournament for a great cause. It was so just it was well run. Like everything seemed like it was running really, really smoothly. It was great. Really fun weekend. We all had a lot of fun. So the team that I played for this weekend, the Mouthy Mercs, they're a team run by one of my guys that I work with. So his name's Bobby. I work with him. They needed an extra guy this weekend, and I called me up and said, "Hey, I'm in." And it was an all around really, really fun weekend, even though we got dummied every single game.
Don't they play out of West Dundee?
They do, yes. Yes,
Okay,
they
because
play out of
I
West
know a couple
Dundee.
of the guys. He's gonna kill me if he listens, because he's one of Rob's buddies, and he's played on I believe Dumpster Fire with us, Misconduct, a bunch of the teams that I've played for up in West Dundee, and really nice guy. And I'm drawing a blank on his name. He told me to get him into SHL, and I forgot to get down his contact info. And of course, we already did the draft. But when I saw, I don't know if it was when I was there and I was talking to you and I saw the jerseys, or if it was after the fact that I noticed that you were playing with the Mercs, and I was like, wait, I know that team. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, all awesome guys. Like awesome, like they're all awesome guys. That whole locker room, even though we got smoked every game, it was just an awesome time. Like every time in the locker room, it was just always a good time. Like nobody seemed like they were just down. Like nobody was really dragged down by it. Like we were all having fun.
And playing at Fifth Third, where the Blackhawks practice, Fifth Third Arena, that's got to be pretty fun too. I've only been on that ice for like an open skate before, so
It's an
we don't
awesome
play on it.
it's a gift to play there. It really, really is. It's such a nice space to play. I don't know what it is, but a little off topic, dating back to when I first started playing ice hockey, every game I've played there, I've scored a goal.
Nice. There
And
you go.
that continued this weekend. I scored in both games that I played. I think Rat tripled my total, but
Yeah, he finished this weekend with like 14 goals and like six assists, but he also played on the Allstate Arena ice. That was something I forgot to mention when he was on, but he played during the intermission there too with a former teammate of his who also plays for Peoria, Declan. So we'll probably get Declan on the podcast at some point, talk some Peoria Mustangs hockey, but the two of them were out there playing against each other. But yeah, Rat just goes off, man. Like comparing him to McDavid, he's the McDavid of the SHL. We'll put it that way.
He's the McDavid of the group. Yeah, he's
Yeah.
just an awesome guy too.
Yeah. I think at this point I'm more of like the Jonathan Toews. Like I've taken a couple steps back. I'm old, I'm slow. But I still got the fire in me. Don't
He's got
worry.
the keys. You get the leadership. The leadership never dies.
That's true. That's true. That's something doesn't matter how in shape you are, which I hope I'm. in tip top shape. I've been eating too many burgers, but tip top shape for this summer. So we'll get it running. Don't worry.
Too much tummy
But
sticks.
yeah. Well, I've never gone a game that I've played in the SHL without scoring a goal as well. So I kind of have a similar stat to you. You have a chance to be one for one this summer too. But on the other end, on the Seattle Kraken, is your arch nemesis, a man we have been trying to get on this podcast for a while, but timing's just off, David Hammer. So can we expect a little animosity between you and Hammer in the SHL game?
No, I mean I don't have any problems with him. Like we haven't had any problems. He's nothing wrong.
You guys are kind of like, I always joke, you guys are kind of like the same person because you're 30 day because you got the 30 day suspension, and we'll have to jump into that quickly too. But David Hammer also got a suspension, and he's been banned from like Mount Prospect's ice arena because like I don't know what this kid's doing on the ice, but it's not good. So it's funny that you two have a little bit of a rivalry going, and then you also are kind of in some ways a similar person. He's always at Hawks games. Well, not anymore after Kane got traded. You're always there. It's so funny to see.
Yeah, not he's also, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's banned from Rob Louth's skate on Friday nights.
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yep.
And I was actually I was playing the game I was playing the game that he got kicked out of Addison and is no longer welcome there too.
Oh my goodness, this guy. Yeah, he's playing at Orbit. He should be on the team tonight that I go watch Rat play, and so we'll see. I mean, hopefully he could survive at Orbit and not get kicked out of there either.
I think you'll be all right.
We're trying to get him on the Dusters as well as you. Of course, the ice season kind of fell through because Addison did not email me back. I sent three emails. One of them is the one that you go on their website and type in all your information, type it in. And
Correct, yeah.
so it's not like you're sending a legitimate email, it's just going to his inbox. You get a copy in your email. And then the other two, since I had the email address, I just emailed directly and nothing. I emailed a week before payments were due. I emailed the week that payments were due. And that was a week before games started. So then I emailed the third time the week games started and I heard nothing back. So
Yeah, it's if
yeah,
you
I
ever obviously if you ever want to come out and play for the Blade Runners at Addison, you're always welcome. Like
yeah. I'll get in with you guys at Addison, but I think when we start up the Jofa Dusters, it'll probably have to be at Orbit. I'll just talk to Leah and some of the people there. It might be a little bit more expensive. I think guys were looking at Addison because it was cheaper, but at least I think it'll be a little bit more reliable. And we'll get to kind of see how that league goes for. I think we're looking at either B League or C League, depending on what they have. Because we have a mix of guys. We got guys like you and Rat who have been playing in the league for a while and are probably closer to B or A level, and then we've also got guys that are just kind of, out there just having some fun, just to
if we have
come out and
more
skate.
guys that are just out there having fun, I'd probably recommend we go and see, but
Yeah. We'll start small at first
it is
and
up to
we'll see
Jake
if we
because
can.
Jake, I know Jake doesn't really want to, Jake probably doesn't want to play in that lower end group. So obviously
No, it's
he's gonna skate through people in either way, but
Up to me, bro. I got the, as Pasternak would say, I got the freaking C. I got the C. I do. I don't deserve the C on my chest, but it's
no,
the, what
no.
happened
You
when we
got
made
to
the
have a little bit of
jerseys.
confidence, no?
Well, leadership off the ice. Yeah. Getting it all organized. Don't worry, boys. I'll put the team on my back in that aspect, but
Don't fret.
Rat. Yeah. Don't fret. Rat will carry everybody else when it comes to on ice. That's for sure.
That's true. I'll pot a few from Jake's pass, but
Yeah, you get the residuals like I do.
yeah, I'll get a couple every once in a while. It'll happen.
Yeah, but the roller, we are getting roller with the Jofa Dusters. Rat said that starts up in May. I'm leaving that one a little bit up to more so to him and Alex. So we'll
Right.
get the Jofa Dusters out for that one. And of course, I could always wear my Jofa Dusters jerseys, but I've got the White Sox hockey jersey giveaway from last year that we
That
snagged.
too.
And those are nice and light so that you're not sweating and dying out on
That's
roller
true.
ice.
We
And then,
did our move. We did our move to go get it.
Exactly.
It works. It always works.
And hopefully you're able to do it again because we got to go
It'll
celebrate
work.
Rats
It'll work.
21st.
Don't do not don't worry. It'll work. It's gonna work.
Then we'll get the white ones that they're coming out with this year
Yep.
and be able to wear those. That's gonna be some yucky sty when we're out there
That'll be dope. Those will be
having the
dope.
home and away. That's gonna be sick.
Those will be really nice. Those will look really nice.
Absolutely. What have we not covered of your career from your hockey? What can the fans expect from you as a type of player and what you bring to the table when it comes to anything? Ice, SHL, roller, what have we missed from you?
I don't know. I mean, just expect I'm gonna mostly give it 100%. Like it's gonna I'll give it I'm gonna give it 100% most of the time unless we're getting absolutely smoked. But it's not very often we're getting smoked, so I'm gonna give it 100%. I'm gonna play hard. I'm gonna do whatever I can to win. I'm a very competitive person. So whatever it takes to win, I'm gonna do it.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm excited to even just get out there on Friday nights with you or on the
It's yeah, it's
weekends.
always fun. I always love being out there.
But yeah, for sure. Before we go, I know we have not had our Russian word of the week from Hannah, so that segment's off the table for today. She's not here. We got to get her back on at some point. We miss her. We've seen her in real life. She's still doing okay. Don't worry. It's not like she's MIA, but we got Rats Pond of the Pod that'll be coming back next episode. But since I'm here, I'm gonna give a couple of quick picks for the rest of the week. This episode will probably drop. We're recording on Monday. It'll probably drop on Tuesday. Playoffs have started as we were talking about. All right, coming to you from a week later, I want to apologize to Sam for and to Rat for getting this episode out late. That's totally on me. I'm also once again in Sox gear, even though we are utterly atrocious and Sam's not even here anymore. But still repping the boys. I'm just coming from the gym, so my appearance is really bad if you're watching the video podcast. But I wanted to cut in to the pre-recorded part of this and give you an update since we recorded last week, and I'll be adding this in and posting it this week, which by the time you're hearing it, it'll make sense. But all the picks that I gave from last week aren't going to make any sense. So I'm going to cut those out and just give you picks for this week. I do want to recap my picks from last week, though, to show you that I do kind of know my stuff when it comes to hockey. So I had taken for last Wednesday Boston at home. This was the game that they actually got trounced by Panthers. So already not off to a hot start. Then the Islanders in game two, I thought they were going to win one in Carolina. Carolina ended up taking a 2-0 lead, and I am 0 for 2 in picks right now, but it gets better. I took the Oilers in game two. I took McDavid to have a goal, and I took Draisaitl to have a goal. So now right away, boom, 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 three more wins on Wednesday. So I go 3 for 5 on my picks for Wednesday. Thursday, I gave a couple more picks. I took Colorado. That was correct. I took MacKinnon to have a goal. That was incorrect. I had Marner on points. Jack Hughes, Marner scored the first goal of that 7-2 trouncing of Tampa. Jack Hughes to have a goal, and that was the first goal in that Rangers Devils game. I also had Zibanejad on points. That didn't happen. I had Panarin to have a goal. That didn't happen. And then Fox, I did not actually say this in the episode, but anybody who got picks from me that day, you know that I took Fox on points because he had 4 in game one. There was no way I was not going to take him in game two to have at least a point. That was correct. I should have taken Patrick Kane. I didn't want to bet with my heart, but he was off the score sheet in game one. I didn't know if playoff Kane would wake up in New Jersey, so I didn't take him, but he had one assist, a beauty of assist, and one beauty of a goal, and really put it in Pasha's face, if any of you are Spit and Chicklets fans. And then Friday, Thursday, so I went 3 for 6, I'm sorry, 4 for 7 on Thursday, which is still above 50%. Two days would have won you two decent amount of money, if you were betting all things evenly. Friday, this is when I really went off because I gave a lot of picks for Friday, even though in the video that you're not going to see, I was kind of hesitant because we wouldn't have even seen these teams, bounce back or double down on Wednesday. So it was a little rough to try to give picks towards the end of the week. Series is hard to pick, folks. It's not like the regular season where you could just say, oh, these two teams have played each other way back when, and, you know, it's just another regular season game. You kind of have to, even though there's no necessarily momentum back and forth from either game, you have to think that teams either want to bounce back or double down on victories, go on the road, things. This playoffs has been really beneficial to the road teams, which is very odd. So it's been crazy picking, but I went off on Friday, I'll tell you this. And by went off, I mean in the betting segment. I, of course, always forget to go back and listen to what I picked because I did the research. I put it in the episode for the podcast, and then I forget to go back and listen to my own self. So I did not actually make as much money as I would have if I would have taken all these picks, but let me go through them. Hurricanes, I thought, were going to win that first game in New York. Instead, they had won both games in Carolina and then dropped the first game in New York, so that was incorrect. I also took Florida at home, but they had just trounced the Bruins in that surprising game, so Bruins took the first game in Florida. So that was incorrect. Tkachuk, I wanted to have a point for Florida. He did not. He was held off. Too much scoring in the previous game. But this is where I made my bread and butter. I should have taken all of this. Why don't I listen to myself? Pasternak with a goal for Boston. Pasternak with a point for Boston. I mean, it sounds like you're not hedging bets there, and you're not, because if he gets an assist, at least you win one. If he doesn't get either, you get none. If he gets a goal, you get both. So you're really kind of walking the line there. I took him on both, though. I took him on goal and a point. That was correct. He scored. Kings to win. I did not take them in OT. It was a BS call in OT. However, I'll take my money. I should have. And then I also said Kopitar to get on the score sheet. He got an assist on one of their first goals. I think it was their first goal. Or it was the second. But then even though I had the Kings to win Friday night, I also said you're not going to hold McDavid and Draisaitl off the score sheet. And I did another thing that I did with Pasternak. I said McDavid to have a goal and a point. That was correct. I had Draisaitl to have a goal and and points. He did not score a goal, though. But let's look. That means Friday I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Am I counting this right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I took 11 different things, and I was correct on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Math on the fly, folks. 7 for 11 on Friday, which means for the week I went over 50% on my picks each night, which is great, especially for it being crazy playoff hockey, which means we finished the week with a 14-23 stat line. So if you listen to me, you made some money. I'm not the best in the biz. I don't know how people are able to go like 23 for 23, but continue to listen to me because I'm on a heater right now, and I'm actually going to start putting my money where my mouth is. I'm actually going to start taking these picks that I'm telling you. Tonight is Tuesday, August. Oh, God, we're not in August. April 25th. Jeez. Little brain damage there for me. Anyways, I'll be posting the episode tonight too. So I'm going to give you the score lines for Wednesday through Thursday of this week instead. Now, of course, we've been able to see these series kind of unfold. We're halfway through. I'll tell you what I think is going to go down. I will give you, though, currently, the Islanders are beating the Hurricanes in the third period in a game where Carolina could clinch this series. They're up 3-1 in the series. I took them on the spread as well tonight. I at -1.5. I thought for sure they're back in Carolina. They'd want to close this out. But again, these road teams, man, I don't know what's going on, but they're just winning games. So we got 18 minutes remaining in this one. Islanders up 3-1. So damn, I should have taken the spread the other way. However, we've got Wild losing to the Stars 3-0 in the second. That series is tied at 2. This game is in Dallas, and there's 15 minutes remaining in the second. I think I said that already. Wilder on a power play is what I wanted to mention. Then later tonight, Kings and Oilers, that series is also tied at 2. This game is in Edmonton. I do think Edmonton wins this one, but of course you're not going to be able to take picks. You won't be hearing this episode in time. So we're going to go with Wednesday. Colorado and Seattle are tied at 2 in the series. This is at Ball Arena. Colorado is without Makar. The controversial suspension for him, but he'll be out one game, and that's huge. And these road teams, man, I'm going to go ballsy, and I'm going to say Seattle takes a 3-2 lead. You're talking the Avalanche are without Gabriel Landeskog, which they have been all series, which is probably why this series is tied. It's been rough for them. And now you're also going to be without your best defenseman. So, I mean, they do have a strong D-core there. They need to get better goaltending. And then Seattle has been surprisingly sneaky good with their depth. Matty Bernier scored his first goal in the playoffs. The Kraken won their first playoff game on the road. That was game one. And then they also won one their first game. Oh, I'm sorry. It was their second game at home to tie things back up. So I think they get this one in Colorado. It may be controversial. You may not want to follow me on that one, but I like it. There's only two games tomorrow night, Florida and Boston. They had an extra day of travel, so they play tomorrow instead of tonight. Boston leads this series 3-1, and it is at TD Garden. I think for sure the President's Trophy winners are going to close this one out. Florida has had their moments in the series. I mean, really, it looks like it's only been one game, but they've been in it a lot more than a lot of people expected. But I just don't think Boston on home ice, this is where I'll go back to saying I think a team on home ice is going to be able to shut them down. I have not looked at the stat lines, but the last time I checked, Boston was like practically undefeated at home. And Florida got one in Boston. I don't think they have enough in their tank to take two. So regardless of who wins this, though, I definitely think you take Pasternak on a goal and a point. I'm doubling down again on Pasta. He did me well last time, so I would go with that. That's all I've got for Wednesday. Thursday, we have three games, Tampa Bay and Toronto in Toronto. Toronto leads 3-1. After the Lightning were embarrassed with a 4-1 comeback from the Maple Leafs and then an overtime winner for the Maple Leafs to take a 3-1 lead in the series instead of making it a 2-2 series, this one's tough. I want to say Toronto does everything they can to finally win a series in the first round, but I don't know. I could see Tampa with their playoff experience coming back and winning this one, even though it's on the road. Like I said, road teams this year, it seems to be a theme. So I'm not taking a winner in this one. And I know everybody's like, it's a clinching game. Like, it's free cheese, right? But you know what I am going to take is I'm going to have Mitch Marner to have a goal and an assist. He leads the team in assists and points, but he's only sitting at 2 goals for the Leafs. So if they want to get it done, he needs to score more. Matthews leads their team in goals in the playoffs with 3. So just one more. So you could take Matthews on goals as well, but their big stars are going to need to shine at home if they want this game. And I know the scoring has been spread out, but these two are the heroes that they've got to get it done. For the Lightning side of things, they've spread things out too. This is a series where they're going to battle to the death, and the scoring has to come from your depth. Corey Perry leads the Lightning with 2 goals. So I don't, he's not a big scorer for them. Nikita Kucherov only has 1 goal. He's been pretty much held off the score sheet. He does lead them in assists, though. I think this is where he finally can crack the score sheet for real and get his second goal. So take Kucherov on goals. And then, of course, if you're taking him on a goal, you might as well take him to have a point, too. Because, you know, even if he doesn't score that goal, at least you're getting something. New York and New Jersey. This game, this series is tied at 2, and this is the prime example of the road teams winning games because the road team has won every single game in this series. The Rangers took a 2-0 lead in New Jersey, and then New Jersey came back and won 2 games in Madison Square Garden. I mean, one was in OT, but then a 3-1 win on Monday. Like, that's crazy to me. So we'll stay with it. I think the road team wins again. I think New York goes back into the Prudential Center and they get the win here. We're taking Fox on points because that's been the case. I think New York has to find its scoring again. I'm taking Panarin because he didn't do me well last time. I think he will this time. And we're going to take Kane. We're going to go for the trifecta here. We're going to go Fox, Panarin, Kane to have points. on the Devils side, if you did want to take somebody for goals and points, it's got to be Jack Hughes. 3 goals and 3 points in this series. He leads the team, although Jesper Bratt also has 3 assists, which ties him for league or team lead in points. So you could ride him too. I'm only going to be riding Jack Hughes, though. Winnipeg and Vegas. Vegas leads this series 3-1, and it's at T-Mobile. I thought for sure Winnipeg, with their whiteout up in Winnipeg, I thought for sure they were going to get a game at home. Instead, they dropped both at home, and now they got to go back and play the Knights at home. The Knights have kind of figured it out. The Jets only won game one in this series, which was kind of surprising to me. I didn't take them in those picks that you heard earlier. I'm also not... You know what? Just for the sake of the fact that I also told you I wasn't going to take Toronto when they're up 3-1, I will give you a possible clinching game, and I will say Vegas gets it done in 5 Thursday night at T-Mobile Arena, so we're riding Vegas. I'm trusting myself with that. As far as players, I have not watched this series close enough to know who's leading and consistent. I mean, I know who's leading. I got the stats in front of me, but I don't know of anybody that's super consistent. I know Neil Pionk has been great for the Jets, 7 assists and 7 points. He leads in both categories, obviously. I mean, 7 points in only 4 playoff games, that's great. So you can ride him. I'm not going to. I'm going to reserve my player picks for possibly Friday. Now, this is a little interesting because some of these games may not even get played. If Carolina loses tonight, they play Friday back at UBS Arena with the Islanders. I think this is where Carolina for sure has to clinch, because you can't go to a game 7 here. You have to close it out. This Islanders team has been quiet. You haven't had a lot of scoring from Bo Horvat and that big trade. So Carolina will 100% get the win on Friday if they have to go to that game. It looks like, as of right now, that's going to happen because they're still losing. It's still 3-1 with only about 12 minutes to go. Friday, also, Colorado and Seattle. This game will for sure happen because this series is tied at 2. This is at Climate Pledge Arena. I took Seattle in the last game to make it a 3-2 Seattle lead. Makar does come back in this game, though. So I think if you're going to take anything, you take Colorado to keep their hopes alive. But this is tough, man. I mean, I'm picking against the home team in their inaugural playoff series to lose at home and have to try to win a game 7 against the Colorado on the road, the defending champs. So you know what? I take it back. I'm not taking anybody in this game. I will take Mikko Rantanen, though, to have a goal because he leads in goals with 5 and he has 6 points. So take him in points as well, just to kind of hedge that bet. He'll definitely be on the stat sheet in some fashion. For the Seattle side, I am not liking anybody. Dallas and Minnesota. This one is to be determined if they need this game. This series is tied at 2, which is odd because I don't see... Will they... They're playing tonight, like I mentioned. Did I overlook them on Thursday or Wednesday? No, I think NHL just has this wrong. I think for sure this game is happening because whoever wins tonight takes a 3-2 lead, and there's no other games in the meantime for them. So Friday, this is for sure happening. I'm dumb. It says it right there. Game 6. That's for sure happening. Right now, what did I say? Who was winning? Stars. And this was in Dallas. They're actually on a 6-on-5 right now. Ooh, 3-0 they're winning. I think they close this out in Minnesota. I did say this series could go 7, but I think with a win tonight, I think Dallas really gets a stranglehold on this series and is one game away from clinching. They don't want to have to come back home and play a tough Minnesota team in game 7. So I think, unfortunately, once again, Minnesota bounced in the first round in 6 games. And then Boston and Florida, if necessary, this would be back in Florida. I think if Florida found some way to get a win in Boston, it's going to take everything. And I think they're going to have it fall off the rails when they go back to Florida. I think the gas is just out of the tank, like I mentioned before. I think it's going to happen in game five. But if it doesn't, if they find some way to win in TD Garden, then they are going to get knocked out at home game six, if that is necessary. That's everything. And of course, if you're thinking about taking players, maybe look at Pastrnak, and for the Panthers, Matthew Tkachuk. Just points in that one. I don't know what it's going to be like come game, if there is a game six. But that's what I got for the week. Sorry about the delay. Hopefully you listen to me and make some of these picks, and we all make some money. So, all right, back to the episode.
That has been my Missing the Mark segment. If you want weekend picks, also hit me up. And we'll be back next week with hopefully all three segments for you. We definitely want to get back to Pond of the Pod. But other than that, that concludes everything that I have. Sam, it's been great. I don't know if you wanted to mention anything else. You have any last minute things that you want to let the viewers know? What you got going on in your life?
Nothing much. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm glad we got you in here, even if we don't have our full crew. And we'll get you back on again, hopefully after your raising Lord Stanley this summer.
Hopefully I'll get to do it this summer.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Well, I will see you soon for some White Sox games, and also for some roller hockey and whatever else we get to go. And once you turn 21 as well, for sure.
That too.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. And to all the viewers, thanks for tuning in. I know it was a shorter episode, but we will talk to you guys next week and get back to our regular schedule now that playoffs are going. So love you guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Keep the apple juice cold for me, buddy. Okay.
Absolutely.